Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFO shuts down airport over Taiwan. That's correct. This is another one. UFO shuts down airport over Taiwan. Now, this only involved a few flights. It wasn't like a 12-hour ordeal like it was with Turkey, but it did disrupt traffic. The article we're looking at comes to us from aviationresourcenews.com. Title says, UFO causes flight disruptions at Taiwan Airport. And I'll have a link to this in the Buy Me a Coffee website. May 22nd, 2023, Lynn Varley is the writer. A report of an unidentified flying object, UFO, at Taiwan International Airport this morning has resulted in the disruption of seven scheduled flight services, according to the airport operator. According to Taiwan International Airport, TIAC, the sighting of an unidentified object, which was reported by a China Airlines flight crew, resulted in an airport closure lasting approximately 40 minutes. According to the local news source, Focus Taiwan, the subsequent closure impacted seven flights, including the delayed arrival of two flights, Peach Aviation MM23 and AirAsia Z2124. Departures were also delayed for EVA Airways, BR712, and Starlux Airlines, JX850, and AirAsia Flight AK1511. According to the TIAC, two arriving flights were diverted to land at Kaohsiung Airport, Cathay Pacific CX488, and ZMN Airlines Flight MF887. Over 1,000 passengers were affected by the disruptions. So here we have the second UFO spotted over another airport, this, you know, last time in Turkey, this time in Taiwan. Over 1,000 passengers were affected by the disruptions. TIAC went on to state that authorities were unable to formally identify the object, which was only seen by one pilot. Only one pilot reported it, I think would be the correct way to state that. However, they did not rule out the possibility of it being a drone, unmanned aircraft. I have a real hard time imagining that somebody in Taiwan, that tiny little island where everybody seems to go along to get along, would be dumb enough to put a drone up in the air at a major international airport like that, especially considering how tough they are in those sorts of incursions. It says, Taiwan International Airport, or TPE, is an international airport serving Taipei and northern Taiwan. It is located about 25 miles west of Taipei in Dalian District, Taiwan. The airport is Taiwan's largest and is and also the busiest airport in Taiwan before the COVID-19 pandemic, which began in 2020. My words there. It is operated by the Taiwan International Airport Corporation. The airport opened for commercial operations in 1979 as Chiang Kai-shek International Airport and was renamed in 2006. Kaohsiung International Airport, which accommodated two of the flight diversions, is a medium-sized civil airport in Saigon District, Kaohsiung, Taiwan, also known as Seogang Airport. With nearly 7 million passengers in 2018, it is the second busiest airport in Taiwan after Taoyuan. The airport is served by a number of airlines, including China Airlines, EVA Air, Mandarin Airlines, Uni Air, and Tiger Air Taiwan. The airport is also a hub for Mandarin Airlines. The distance between Taiwan International TPE and Kaohsiung Airport, KHH, is 293 kilometers or 182 miles. So they took this thing pretty seriously. They've got everything documented in this article. I think they did an excellent job filling in all the details. It kind of shows you how people in other countries handle things when they see UFOs around their airports. They close down the airport and divert traffic. We have another article from nst.com.my. This is New Straits Times by Bernama, it says, May 22nd, 2023. UFO causes flight disruption at Taiwan's Taoyuan Airport. It says an unidentified flying object reported at Taiwan's Taoyuan International Airport resulted in flight disruption that impacted more than 1,000 passengers on Monday morning, according to the airport operator. Taiyuan International Airport said flights were halted in and out of the airport, which is the country's main gateway, after the object was spotted by a China Airlines pilot, reported Central News Agency. Now think about that. This is China Airlines pilot. Do you think he's really going to report that if he thinks it's a Chinese Communist Party drone up there spying on these guys? I think he saw something big, and I think that it concerned everybody on the ground, and that's why they reorganized these flights to redirected these flights to take off and land in other places. It says runway closures impacted the 7 flights, so they just stopped taking off. It goes on, it says Peach Aviation's MM23 flight and Air Alaska's Z2124 flight were delayed landing. And then it goes ahead and gives the list of the airplanes again, just like the other article did. Has a picture of the airport there. You know, this is something. I mean, at least they documented it. Now, I want to take a look at another article, and getting away a little bit from the airplane closure. But this isn't the first time that Taiwan's had UFO encounters and sightings. I mean, just like everywhere else in the world, people are seeing these things. This article comes to us from the International Business Times. You can find it at ibtimes.co.in. This is from last year, February 6, 2022. The title says, Multiple UFOs Spotted in Taiwan. Authorities deny military activity. Netizens suspect alien presence. And then it's written by Nirmal Narayan. Okay, goes ahead and says, conspiracy theorists, got to get that out of the way, man, right off the bat. Conspiracy theorists all across the world have long been claiming that advanced aliens have been visiting Earth for hundreds of thousands of years, even though the scientific community and space experts have several times dismissed these claims. Conspiracy theorists strongly believe in this theory and often cite UFO sightings to substantiate their arguments. That's a fine piece of writing there. Let's face it, I think I just saw it come out the day that 19% of the academics surveyed said that either they or somebody they knew personally had an experience, an encounter with UFOs. And that's after a lot of them just threw the survey away because they were afraid to answer it. 19%, just for the books. Authorities deny military activities. The alleged UFO sighting happened in Taitung County. In a video that has now gone viral online, multiple glowing lights can be seen hovering in the night skies. Of course, this is February 5th, 2022. If you go to the link, and like I said, I'll leave this link also in the Buy Me a Coffee website, you can see these three lights there, just prominently orbs, I would call them, suspended there, you know, midair, like we so often see. It says, as the video caught the attention of netizens, authorities came forward and made it clear that there were no military activities in the sky on that particular day. Eyewitnesses revealed that bright objects spotted in the skies flickered on and off several times, and this alleged UFO event lasted for over 4 minutes. It says Scott C. Waring analyzed UFO video. Waring does a lot of stuff. I mean, I appreciate his work. Sometimes I think he's maybe not critical enough, but hey, he's there. The UFO video was later analyzed by self-styled alien hunter Scott C. Waring. After analyzing the clip, Waring, I guess however you say his name, without any doubts confirmed that this sighting is authentic proof of alien existence on Earth. He also added that this advanced alien species could be monitoring activities in Taiwan. It's a recording of two women who were out for a walk in farmland community of Taitung, Taiwan. I think what they mean to say is it's a recording by two women were out for a walk. No huge shopping centers or big city areas at all. These are not searchlights. There's no reason in a farm community to have such things, especially since this was not over the actual city, but far out near the mountains. This is all flat farm fields, community surrounded by lush green mountains on all sides. Even the Taiwan military denied it was them and had no clue as to what it could be. The whole sighting lasted only 4 minutes, but the video is 100% proof that alien crafts are visiting Taiwan, wrote Waring on his website. Well, they are definitely interesting. You know, these things are being spotted everywhere. It's not just in the U.S. It's not just, you know, in this country or that country. But Taiwan's showing that it's definitely having its share of UFO sightings. Now, we'll look at one more sighting here in Taiwan, and then we'll wrap this up. So if we go over here, this article from UFOinsight.com, There's a pretty good article about some of the sightings that have been going on there in Taiwan for years. And this article comes to us from June 20th, 2021, written by Marcus Louth. It says most of us are familiar with UFO sightings in such countries as the United States, Canada, Brazil, Russia, and throughout Europe. But perhaps a location that might sneak under the radar in terms of UFO activity is Taiwan. However, there's ample UFO activity there and has been for decades at the very least. The Taiwan Unidentified Flying Objects Association, this is TUFOA, headed by Chief Investigator Ho Hsien Young, has investigated many of these sightings both directly and retrospectively. What's more, many of these sightings are seemingly backed up with photographic evidence. Furthermore, sightings of strange objects in the skies over the Far East have been taking place for years, with some accounts even dating back centuries. Well, of course, we know we've got UFO accounts from China that go back hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And when we examine these incidents and accounts, we once again begin to see similarities and matching variables that might suggest, rather than being random one-off events, they might very well be much more widely connected. He starts off, he says, many sightings with corroborating photographic evidence, and they have a picture here. I'll post this on the Buy Me a Coffee website. You can take a look yourself. I think it's pretty cool. One of the earliest UFO images, it says, captured over Taiwan occurred in 1961. This thing almost looks like one of those reticular clouds. I mean, it's glowing. It's a black and white photo, which you can imagine 1961, but it's definitely there. It says one of the earliest UFO images captured over Taiwan occurred in 1961 when a distinctive disc-shaped object was captured moving over Taichung City by Wang Shilin. Wang was simply walking one afternoon when he suddenly noticed the bizarre object ahead of him. Given that he had brought his camera with him on his walk, he thought quickly enough to take a photo of the apparent object. You can see that picture below. Yeah, pretty neat. The picture appears to show a glowing or reflecting object in a definitive disc shape. However, a few other details can be made out. Around the same time, a similar object was captured on camera by Sei Chang Hung in Yuanshan Park. Ho would state that this particular photograph was the most famous photo of a UFO in Taiwan, adding that many thousands of people who have seen it believe that it is a UFO. Incidentally, Sai Sheng Hung is a relative of a respected scholar, Sai Sheng Hsin, the former head of the Taipei City Observatory, which perhaps gives his sightings and picture a little more credibility. You can view that picture below. Yeah, wow. Well, kind of like that survey we see where 19% of academics say, yeah, that they've either seen a UFO or they know somebody that has, yet they're the first ones to debunk. He also draws attention to the fact that the picture captured at Yuanshan Park is near an apparent UFO hotspot named Yang Ming Shan. According to Ho, sightings of UFOs have been a common occurrence for hundreds of years in this region. You know, a lot of water around there. Maybe there's an underwater base somewhere. Even more interesting is a megalith on top of Xingshang Mountain nearby that Holm claims was placed there by ancient people in order to serve as a message of sorts to extraterrestrials above, something that several local historians also conclude. While mainstream historians remain divided and uncertain as to its purpose, it is perhaps interesting to note that many ancient astronaut theories and researchers believe ancient megalithic structures and other locations around the planet also served as a similar purpose. You gotta wonder. Sightings of strange objects, of course, are on record in much more recent times and are still taking place today. In December 1999, for example, a motorist on Sun Yat-sen Freeway, Lee Chung Hsing, witnessed a strange fireball-like object rocketing upward in the skies as he sat waiting in traffic, even managing to capture a photograph. When investigators from TUFOA examined the picture and took details of the sighting from the witness, their conclusion was that the object was likely the afterburner belonging to an alien spaceship leaving the Earth's atmosphere. Although it didn't come to light until February 2001, an incident that occurred almost a decade and a half earlier is also of interest to us here. According to the report, on 25th of August 1987, a retired schoolteacher, Lee Sung-yi, was waiting at Shulun train station in Taipei County at around 7 p.m. As they were standing on the platform, they noticed a bizarre light in the sky that appeared to have emerged from behind Tatung Mountain. They watched the glowing object at first, believing it to be an airplane. However, after several moments, the shape of the object became apparent. They would describe it as having a lemon shape, and it was certainly an aircraft that the one-time school teacher was unfamiliar with. Yeah, not too many lemon-shaped aircraft out there. Lee continued to watch as the object began to fly back and forth over the summit of Tatung Mountain. As it did so, the lights on the object were flashing very brightly. As Lee looked around the platform, it was clear that others were also viewing the object overhead. Lee turned his attention back to the craft just in time to see it begin gyrating incredibly quickly before it disappeared with alarming speed. So oftentimes we see these things associated with mountains. Lee looked around the platform, noticing the looks of confusion on many of the witnesses' faces. He would recall how many were looking at each other, not knowing what they had just seen. Lee, though, was certain that the vehicle was most definitely a craft of the unknown and likely of non-terrestrial origin. Yeah, we can see that. Now, we'll look at one more here before we close out. There's quite a few here in this article. This is a bizarre playground discovery. Another UFO incident occurred around the same time as the Shulin train station sighting. Although it was only investigated by Tofua in the early 2000s and ultimately appeared in print in the 26 March 2001 edition of the Liberty Times newspaper. According to the account, a student from Tuchao Primary School in Hsinchu in Taiyuan County was playing in the school's playground when she discovered a strange object approximately 30 centimeters wide. So, like, what, a foot? On the floor. She promptly picked it up and took it to one of her teachers for inspection. The teacher in question was largely unimpressed in believing it to be nothing more than a child's toy, allowing the student to take the object home with her. However, when the student arrived home, she and her brother made a remarkable discovery. Between them, they cut into the object to see what was inside. They would discover, just under the outer layer, a flesh-like substance. A little spooked by their discovery, they left the object outside the house. Within several days, it had rotted away to almost nothing. How accurate or authentic these accounts may be or may not be is open to debate. However, the fact that the teacher and the main witness's brother also saw the object is perhaps a nod toward credibility. Of course, the object is completely open to debate. Might the flesh-like substance be a sign, as some UFO researchers have suggested, that these strange craft are actually living organisms? It is certainly an intriguing case. Now, that's weird, because normally we don't think of that in the U.S., that these things could be, you know, organisms or biological. We tend to think of these things as mechanical, maybe artificial intelligence-based, but hardly ever do we think of these things as being some type of flesh and blood. And it's got several other accounts in here. It's really a neat article. We'll take a look at this one last one. I can't help myself. Military pilots regularly spot UFOs over Bangladesh, it says. On the evening of the 12th of April, 2005, a pilot on a training mission over Bangladesh at an approximate altitude of 12,000 feet would spot a bright, glowing object in the sky. He quickly ruled out it being a star or a planet, as well as any kind of ground reflection, not least because of the thick haze below him. You can see a picture the pilot managed to capture below. Yeah, it's got it here. Definitely looks like it was something he just snapped out the window. It says, they're asking if, I don't know. I'm looking at this thing and it's hard. You know, he's saying that there's a UFO here. Looks like a lot of clouds. I do see this kind of illuminated spot here. Maybe I'm not looking quite close enough. Interestingly, the pilot claimed he and other pilots have seen strange objects on several occasions in this region, with one sighting featuring six glowing orbs moving across the sky together. So apparently that's an orb in his cloud somewhere that he was trying to photograph. Another sighting of a similar glowing object was witnessed by 12 people and was clearly visible for a minute before disappearing. In fact, the pilot would state when reporting the sighting to UFO investigators that they should perhaps consider Bangladesh a UFO hotspot, given the number of strange objects that had been witnessed. Yeah, okay, so I lied. One last one. UFOs over Hong Kong. Perhaps some of the most intriguing UFO encounters of recent times in the Far East have occurred over Hong Kong. and we might well be served to examine some of the more detailed accounts, not least as it is barely 500 miles from Taiwan and features sightings that share very similar details. Yeah, both areas that are coveted by the CCP. We start with a sighting that was witnessed by a businessman who witnessed strange lights overhead during the New Year celebrations of the new millennium. It says, on New Year's Eve 1999 going into 2000, somewhere between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m., a British expat witnessed several golden orbs in the skies overhead as Hong Kong welcomed in the new millennia. The witness, a company director of his own business in Hong Kong, admitted to having an interest in UFOs before the sighting, but also stated that he didn't have anything to gain from reporting it other than to contribute to the public record. On the night in question, the witness, along with three of his friends, was on a junk boat celebrating the upcoming New Year when they saw several strange lights in the sky. The lights appeared to be similar to those shown in the Phoenix Light sighting of 1997. According to the witnesses, the lights were in a V-shaped formation of amber-colored orbs. He would continue that. The V-shape was joined by four further V-shaped formations. These V-shaped formations move without sound and very slow. A typical wing-shaped craft. The witnesses elaborated that the formations were flying around a beam of light, that it came from the IFC when building. The witnesses and his three friends would watch the strange lights for several hours, sometimes noticing how the lights changed from the amber color to a bright gold. They would estimate that the lights were approximately at an altitude of 800 feet and that the width of the V-shaped itself was around 1,000 feet, perhaps more. This is a massive, enormous UFO at a relatively low altitude over the city of Hong Kong. Imagine that. He also noticed how many of the indigenous population were largely uninterested in the lights, although he had the feeling they were superstitious of them, as if they perhaps knew something of the nature of their existence and origin. They're approaching these things exactly the way that the Native Americans do so often. And their theory is, from what I've been able to gather, is if you don't talk about it, because if you talk about it, you might empower it. Although the main witness was eager to report the sighting, his friends did not share his enthusiasm. Instead, fearing ridicule from their friends and work colleagues, incidentally, the witness would also recall how disappointed he was that he did not have a camera or video camera with him. Remember, this sighting occurred when mobile phones didn't automatically have cameras on them. That's correct. Interestingly or not, there were several UFO sightings over mainland China at around the same time as the sightings over Hong Kong. In an article in the 11th of January edition of the New York Times, Elizabeth Rosenthal claimed that dozens of sightings of strange shiny objects were witnessed by hundreds of people in locations such as Wuhan, Dalian, Xi'an, Jiangsu, Beijing, and Shanghai. In fact, the sightings were so widespread, even the official news media of the country featured them in their television news reports and even television documentaries. A former ministry official and then president of Beijing UFO Research Society, Sun Shil, claimed that the level of interest and acceptance of UFOs and their possible origins was rising in the country, with even the normally very serious and careful media taking a serious interest in them. Wow. Well, it just goes to show there is a lot of UFO activity in Taiwan, has been a lot of UFO activity in Taiwan, and when they report UFOs over airports in Taiwan, they shut things down and redirect traffic. The same thing that we should be doing here. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.